Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Glad to be back on the air chair. Scott Hannon here, along with Kevin Flynn. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is where? Mesa, Arizona.
He's in the Valley of the Sun, yes.
Super producer Chris Larson for you. Got a great show lined up. Stay tuned. We'll tell you all about it in just a moment.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
let's first remember where we come from.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace.
Amen to that.
In an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
That's right.
And the president mumbles.
USA. Tonight, Joe Biden, the 46th president of the United States, will address a joint session of Congress for the annual State of the State. State of the Union, rather. I think he needs something. If you look at the poll numbers, he needs something in an oh wow moment tonight. And energy to me seems the perfect place to do it. Will he do it? I don't know. I'd love your take on this. Call us at 800-228-0550. He needs something that says, like, you know, okay, no more federal gas tax, and I call on governors to do the same. Let's open up every, you know, let's open up the spigot. Look what Germany did. Germany said emergency building of ports to intake natural gas. We've got to, like, this isn't just a 10-year project. This is like now, right? Germany did that as a result of the mess of the Russian war against the Ukraine. U.S. needs something similar. And within his power is the ability to unleash American energy independence, because we had it a year and some change ago. We had it under Donald Trump.
Never going to happen.
So what's he going to double down on stupid?
Well, yeah, he didn't care. You know, there's no way he can get a kickback, or any of the cabal in Washington can get a kickback on our energy. They've got to have it be Putin's energy, or, you know, some way to get the Ukraine involved, to get be able, you know. There's no kickback if Harold Hamm's running the show. You know what I'm saying?
I totally hear you. And but my problem is, his problem is, I should say, that you have, you know, all the numbers that matter to him and to the Democratic Party are in complete and total free fall. What reverses this between now and November? What reverses it between now and November 2024? What changes their political fortune? That's what I'm saying. Now, will he do it? I don't know. But should he do it? Absolutely. Otherwise,
yeah,
he's going to continue to double down on stupid.
If he cared about this country, he'd do it yesterday.
What are we going to hear from the president tonight in the State of the Union? Love to hear your take on this and what's on your mind today. We're going to start with the weather here, and then we have a boatload of stuff to get to today on the program, including Deacon Harold, to talk about staying awake in our woke culture. Deacon Harold is speaking at St. Anne's and Joachim Church tonight. That happens to be the Hannon Family Parish in South Fargo. And he's going to talk about what our response to racism should be. And cutting through the weaponized language, the virtue signaling of the culture, to reveal the heart of our Christian Catholic response to racism. So looking forward to that conversation tonight. He is a profound thinker and speaker. I think you'll enjoy this as well. So we'll tell you about that. We're also going to dig into the Great Reset. What is the Great Reset? What do we do about the Great Reset? And then we're going to dig into energy specific to what Joe Biden has done and what he should do with the former chief of staff from the EPA tonight in the State of the Union. So all that coming up on the program right now. Dean Wysocki's here. He's our chief meteorologist on the What's On Your Mind radio network, and he has some good news for western North Dakota. So I think it's appropriate we start the program with a statewide weather forecast that has some moisture that might be welcome. Good morning, Dino.
Yeah. Good morning. It's about time, isn't it? And we've got a few clipper systems coming our way over the next few days. And they're going to focus most of the moisture from, let's say, Bismarck up towards Minot, Williston area. where the north central and northeastern part of the state could get 3 to 6 inches of snow out of these Clipper systems. Areas around Bismarck, about 2 to 3 inches up towards Devil's Lake. The only areas that are going to totally miss out are the far southwestern corner of the state. They're not going to see much at all. Then we have the main storm system coming our way out of the Rockies. This is going to bring snow to the mountains outside of L.A. It's going to bring snow into the foothills outside of Phoenix. This is a cold system. It's off the Pacific coast right now. Looks really impressive on satellite. This is going to be digging in to the desert southwest and then moving northeastward towards the northern plains. That will be our weekend storm, and that looks to blanket much of the state. That's the best news we could get. It's going to blanket much of the state with a good swath of snow, it looks like. The exact track of this system, still a little uncertain. We're getting a few computer models pulling us a little further south, which would pull most of the moisture down into South Dakota and into Minnesota. But again, that's only a few of the models. The majority of them are blanketing most of North Dakota into western Minnesota with a good swath of snow. Again, we'll have a better handle on this as we head into later this week as that system moves on shore. But that's great news because, boy, I'll tell you, western part of the state is really starving for moisture, unfortunately. And it looks like this one will bring us a little more moisture across the entire state. Accumulation-wise, a little too early to tell, like I said, but it could be a decent amount. We'll just leave it at that for now.
And then we don't normally
we'll update you more this week.
We don't normally root for snow in the middle of winter here in the great state of North Dakota, but when we need the moisture, we root for snow. So it's like praying for rain. We're praying for snow. This is a good thing.
And we will have Gary Lezak. He will be on the Jay Thomas Show on WDAY this afternoon at 2:15. If you're not familiar with who Gary Lezak is, he is the founder of the LRC. That's what we call the Lezak Recurring Cycle. That's what we use to forecast long term. He's forecasted hurricanes that have hit the Gulf Coast 6 months in advance to the day. And we'll be talking about what this upcoming spring and summer may hold for the Northern Plains.
So you
want to tune in for that.
Right. That'll. We should schedule him for a little chat on What's On Your Mind, too, so we can introduce
you.
The statewide,
yeah, absolutely, we can.
The statewide audience to hear a little bit about this LRC because it has been dead on. You know, the timing has been right. You never know exactly where it's going to go, but it's been a really interesting model. You've explained that well before. All right, Dino, those are nice shoes you have on, by the way. What are those, Red Wings? I think they're Red Wings.
Those are my beautiful Red Wings shoes. Yeah, they've been around for over 110 years. They're custom fit your shoes, and I'll tell you, I've got bad feet. I mean, I've got real bad feet, so I have to have orthotics in there, so they will custom fit your shoes for you to make sure they're the most comfortable shoes you own, and I'll tell you, I'm taking them hiking when I go down to Arizona in 3 weeks.
Beautiful.
That's how comfortable they are.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. I love it. Red Wing Shoes bring you this little update today with good news. Snow on the way in two different systems. Thank you, Dino.
You bet.
It's our Wicked Good Chief Meteorologist, Dean Wysocki, leads a team of pros there. Keep you updated on the weather. 800-228-0550. Are we going to get an oh wow from Joe Biden tonight? Something will brush everybody back to say this is a recognition that he's in total free fall. Kevin says not a chance. I say it's absolutely essential.
Oh, I agree to his presidency. Oh, I agree, but he won't. There's a number
That's
of things.
Okay.
I mean, he doesn't go back on anything.
Yeah.
He's happy with 37% as long as the money's coming in.
Texas says, hey, Scott, the State of the Union was already given by Trump at the CPAC meeting.
Yeah, there you go.
Over the weekend.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Right. Good point.
It wasn't good. Another Texas says, Joe Biden is not the 46th president of the United States. He's the first illegitimate president of the United States. Fixed it for you. Here's the deal. According to the Constitution of the United States of America, when the oath of office is delivered, he's the 46th president of the United States. Doesn't mean that we don't have a process that needs fixing related to the certification of elections state by state. And, you know, do you remember John Hindrocker talking about this very early on?
Oh, yeah.
After the election, when he said, look, we're probably going to find out at some point that there were enough, whatever word you want to choose, indiscrepancies, shenanigans, whatever.
Activity,
things that were, on the list of wrong, bad, inappropriate, illegal, mm-hmm. whatever, that you're going to see the mosaic, but it just takes so long to be able to adjudicate that then by the time it happens, the remedy would be impeachment, right? And I think there's enough data even in the mismanagement of the United States of America to this point for there to be serious considerations of impeachment, not going to happen with a Democratic Congress. Will not happen, right? They have the majority, so you can't even do it. Second of all, I'm not even sure the Democrats want to do this because Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? And if she's gone, Nancy Pelosi?
Yeah.
So, in my mind, it does the conservative movement no good to run around and say, Joe Biden's not 46th president. Trump gave the State of the Union speech. But rather to focus on the facts, and there are boatloads of examples of facts that are out there that call into question, and it's being done brick by brick. Wisconsin, a judge saying, no, you can't do drop-off ballot boxes. You can't do it. And it's happening everywhere. Arizona, the Secretary of State has right now before him evidence of Arizona's election being considered or being certified improperly. So this is happening state by state. So just be cautious in how you go about this would be my counsel. But the truth wins. Truth's winning every day. Give us a call. Tell us what's on your mind. 258-0550.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president was silenced. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed where lives are forever changed. Their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. Then let us stand. Let's stand and fight. Install a flagpole. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com and thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
State of the Union address. I've been lied to enough. It is a painful process. There's no doubt about it. I understand the sentiment. I do. I'm just interested to see if we get any kind of recognition of the political soup that Biden is in for some kind of oh wow moment. And I'm 100% admitting this may be wishful thinking beyond wishful thinking. But he needs something. Absolutely needs something. 701-258-0550 to weigh in on this today on What's On Your Mind. 701-258-0550. I could point to 100 different indicators, poll-wise, but what is this one here? ABC's poll? The latest ABC Washington Post poll, the GOP has a 20-point lead on the economy. Biden is underwater on Ukraine. Twice as many Americans say they're worse off under his presidency than better off. Inflation remains one of the biggest drivers of discontent. The president's approval rating, 37%, is lowest ever, with a 30% approval rating among independents. Independents, swing voters that decide elections. His approval rating is at 30%. And registered independents prefer a Republican for Congress to a Democrat by 14 points. Now, understand, Republicans think they're winning on the generic ballot. That's the question of would you rather vote for a Republican or a Democrat in that race, okay? The generic ballot?
Mm-hmm.
It just gives you an idea of kind of the sentiment of people, not necessarily a particular candidate, because we all like our member of Congress.
Right. More of a mindset.
Right.
Yep.
But this is the generic ballot.
Yep.
Republicans think they're winning when they're down by 2 points normally because of how polling works.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So in other words, when they're losing, they're winning if it's low percentage points. It is swung to a 14-point Republican advantage over Democrats. That's just one set of polls. Just one set of polls that I pulled out here. Texas says, it sure doesn't seem to take long when Democrats are in charge. If we had an illegitimate Republican president, minority or majority in the states, the Democrats would have had him ousted one way or another. Just look at what Republicans did to the president when they had the House and the Senate. The Republicans are feckless except for a few. This is a state issue, though. This is a state issue. Elections need to be dealt with at the state level. They absolutely do. We don't want federalization of elections. But I agree with you. If the shoe was on the other foot, and there was the evidence that there was evidence of state by state of the election discrepancies.
Oh, it'd be the only story you hear about.
And you know why? Because the liberal, leftist, Democratic cabal and the media are one. The corporate media, they're one. Matt in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Let's talk Ukraine. Hello, Matt. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Before I mention Ukraine, one short thing about the election. When this was being discussed about changing election laws and stuff, the thing that occurred to me was the danger in that is North Dakota, anything that comes from the top down is going to make North Dakota look a lot more like Pennsylvania than the other way around. That's just the way this all works. So you want state by state, definitely, to have your own election laws.
Amen.
Ukraine, the reporting, I was wondering, looking at international sources on the ground, U.S. sources, and watching what's going on, and then seeing the bewilderment from people on how can this slow-moving convoy bear down on Kiev, and the call for no-fly zone. I'm wondering, like, why do people come to that conclusion? Then it occurs to me, have you seen any Russian victories in this battle?
I haven't, and I continue to be amazed.
All I see, well, that's exactly it.
And by the way, to me, it's an answer to prayer, because this is David versus Goliath. And David is Ukraine, and it's winning. And now there's reports today of how Ukrainians are returning after fleeing to fight the Russians. They are coming back to the battle. They're coming back from states they departed to take them on. That's another Ukrainian victory.
So but the issue becomes what is being chosen to be shown? What battles are being shown? What wins? And I don't get me wrong. I love seeing the bravery of the Ukrainian fighters and smoldering Russian equipment. However, that belies the fact that there is no air support taking out that convoy, right? And so there has to be other things going on that's preventing the ability to create the Ukrainians to have a no-fly zone, the ability to even take out that convoy. So there has to be more going on that we're not seeing. Otherwise, you know, it'd be pretty obvious the answer to, well, why aren't they hitting that convoy? Well, because they can't. Because they have no air assets right now, right? So I think there's more going on, and I'd like to see a little bit broader picture of how these battles are being fought. And I don't know if it's just that they can't get a picture of it's too dangerous for, you know, where the Ukrainians are taking losses, why the airfields are being destroyed. But that would seem kind of odd to me. I mean, they were able to every other battle, you know, Vietnam, we were able to see where we weren't winning or what was going on. You can see both pictures. So you'd think it'd be a little bit easier now to get a more in-depth look at what's actually happening on the ground. But it doesn't seem like we are.
I don't think there's many victories to show myself, but I don't disagree with you. I don't trust anything in the media. I just, through this whole thing, have gone to different sources of people reporting on the ground firsthand to what they're seeing, without question.
It's somewhat distasteful to me, though, at the same time. I admire Zelensky so much for staying, right? But what happens as that convoy comes in and there's nowhere to turn? You know, what sacrifices are being made of the American people, the American media that is literally cheering Ukrainian people to their death? That's somewhat distasteful to me. That okay, what are we willing to sacrifice here?
You know, I thought he summed it up very well when he said, "I don't want a way out of here. I want a way to fight." What was the exact quote? Remember this?
I don't need a ride. I need ammunition.
Yeah.
I need bullets.
I don't need a ride out of here. I want. And by the way, I understand the sensitivity on the no fly zone because it seems like, oh, hey, let's do everything we can. But the second we have a no fly zone means we have to enforce the no fly zone. And if we're taking on Russian jets, guess what? We're dealing with a madman here. So they do definitely need to be cautious. Be cautious in this. For sure. But I take your point, Matt. I don't think we can trust what we're seeing play out. But I think there's more Ukraine success than anybody anticipated. But I also think from everything you're hearing from the experts, from the briefings that are happening with the U.S., this can't last forever. This can't last more than a couple of days, just given the sheer difference in power. Right now it's a prayer answered. And Matt's point is you're sort of cheering Ukraine so much so they end up falling off a cliff. I guess I'm not thinking like Matt is. I'm thinking like this is David versus Goliath, and just this is why we pray. And so far those prayers have been answered. Let's hope they continue to. I don't know. Welcome your thoughts.
People ask me, who can I trust in the media? It's a good question. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media, and 65% of Republicans don't trust them at all. The source I trust is Newsmax. I go online at Newsmax.com for breaking headlines. I watch Newsmax TV all the time. I even download the free Newsmax app on my smartphone so I can see it anywhere I am. Nielsen recently reported that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. That is huge, folks. So many people are making the switch to Newsmax. Start every day with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty. And the team at night is great. Eric Bowling, Chris Salcido, Sean Spicer, Lindsey Keith, Greg Kelly, Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, and great weekend shows with Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Gorka, Wendy Bell. 20 million made the switch and watch Newsmax all the time. Try it. You'll never go back. Newsmax. Real news for real people.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A miles-long Russian armored convoy nearing Kyiv on Tuesday, as well as heavy shelling of Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, has brought death and destruction to civilians and soldiers on both sides of the conflict. Peace talks on Monday were fruitless. Ned Price from the State Department lectern.
As the people of Ukraine continue to fight with courage and pride for their country, we will continue to provide them the assistance that they need.
A $350 million defense package was approved over the weekend for Ukrainian resistance fighters. More than 500,000 Ukrainian refugees have arrived in neighboring countries since Russia attacked. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee early on Tuesday called for a complete ban on international sport participation for Russian and Belarusian athletes and officials over the invasion of Ukraine. President Biden will give his State of the Union address at 9 p.m. Eastern tonight as lawmakers once again raise fencing around the Capitol. USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
What's on your mind is brought to you by MyPillow. Free book waiting for you when you order right now. It'll automatically go into your cart checkout with no charge at MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special. That's where you'll find all the deals that we talk about here on What's on Your Mind from Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow, okay? MyPillow.com. Check it out. And I don't know where to begin. But I will tell you, this weekend, I spent most of my weekend, chores around the house, running a couple errands, the whole works, in my MyPillow moccasins. Most comfortable pair of shoes I own. And that sole that they have on them is so good, even in the winter. It's actually as good as any pair of boots I've worn. You wear yours out ever, Kev?
Well, all the time.
Yeah.
I have the kind of the low-back slippers, but... they're fantastic.
They're really, really good.
Yeah, the memory foam is what I love about them.
My pillows are incredible. Bedding's incredible. Mattresses, mattress toppers, my slippers. There's the slip-ons. There's the moccasins. They now have women's and men's clothing, scarves, hats. They have all kinds of sheets and towels. They have the pet blankets and the dog beds. They have accessory pillows. Mike's book is available there. New arrivals right now. Some really neat things. The pet blankets. Don't tell Alice, Taylor. Don't tell Alice. You're going to love it. You got birthday coming up. They have throw pillows that have Bible stories on them. It's really cool. MyPillow.com. And remember, anything you order, free book. What are the odds? From crack addict to CEO, MyPillow.com. Use promo code Scott. A special guest here for you today. Deacon Harold, known as the Dynamic Deacon. One of the world's most sought-after Catholic speakers is in Fargo tonight. Preacher, evangelist, travels across the world speaking. He is tonight giving the third of three conversations tonight at Saints Anne and Joachim Catholic Parish, South Fargo. It's kind of a landmark at South Fargo on the corner of 52nd and 25th. If you're traveling I-29, it'd be the 52nd Street exit. And you can't help but miss the steeple there. And this is free, open to the public. And tonight, the conversation is about building a civilization of love in our Catholic Christian response to racism. Deacon Harold, it's great to catch up with you. Thanks so much for taking a little time for us today on the program. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
I want to recap a couple of the talks and then get into tonight's a little bit. But... in this time of, you know, news that can tend to bring you down, and whether it's inflation or gas prices or, you know, the war that is undergoing right now, Russia, Ukraine, there's a lot to really drag you down. You talked about the pursuit of happiness. What advice would you have for our audience in finding the difference between true happiness and feeling good?
Yeah, so true happiness comes first from having joy. And the problem is that so many people are trying to find happiness without first finding joy. So happiness, as I explained in the talk, was more external. So it's focusing on the things in the world that give you pleasure. You know, money, wealth, prestige, those kinds of things. But if it's not rooted in an identity that's focused on something beyond yourself, in which you make a gift of yourself to others, then you become defined by your possessions. You become defined by the things of the world, and you will never find the true happiness that everyone in this life is seeking. So you have to find the joy first in order to truly have happiness in life.
So true joy is found how?
So for us who are believers in Jesus, it's a deep and intimate personal relationship with the Lord. Because Jesus teaches, you know, love God and love your neighbor as yourself, right? The two greatest commandments. So if we focus on those two things and work on our interior life and recognize that the greatest gift that we can give is to be a gift to others, to recognize that I am not the center of the universe, and that God created me to be a gift to this world, and to use the gifts that I've been given to glorify Him. That's how we find the joy.
So it sounds like that means, and this word's going to sound onerous, obeying God's will. Being obedient to God's will is where you get actual joy, actual spiritual joy. Connect those dots for people to go, oh man, following God's will, how do I find joy there? That's like a chore, right? It's not a chore though. That's the secret code you talk about, right?
Right. Yeah. See, I think it's not think of it as obeying like a master and a slave kind of a thing. I think it's more like being cooperating with what God wants to do in your life. You know, saying yes to the opportunities that God is providing for you. Now, that may not always bring you happiness, but it will always make you joyful. Because joy comes from following God's will, even when it's difficult. And I explained in the talk how I had to make the decision to leave a law enforcement career to be a full-time Catholic author and speaker. And that was something I never planned. That was something that was never part of, when I first got into law enforcement, that was never something I thought I would ever do. But God put it on my heart, and it took a year of real discernment, of talking to people who know, love, and trust me, and who would tell me the truth instead of what I want to hear, and spending time in quiet and silence and listening, not just dictating, but listening to what God is trying to do in my life, and made the decision in 2012 to make that transition. It's the best decision I've ever made.
You also talked last night about staying awake in the woke culture. And the issues that face family life today are many. The cancel culture, deplatforming, racism, the so-called redefinition of marriage, gender identity is an example. How do we, in the middle of all that, stay awake?
Yeah, so first of all, it comes from recognizing the fact that we're being lied to. You know, and the parallel that I used in the talk was the book of Daniel with the Babylonian exile where King Nebuchadnezzar came and conquered Israel. And God allowed it to happen because the Israelites decided that they became very comfortable with the secular culture around them. And that's exactly what's happened to us. We as believers and people of faith have become too comfortable with the culture around us. And so when we look around and we see all, as you described, the war and gas prices and all these negative things that are happening, are pressing upon us. You know, this is Babylon, you know, just like King Nebuchadnezzar trying to destroy faith. And so we have to stand strong and firm, just like those four Israelites did, that stood against what Nebuchadnezzar was doing and stood up for the truth of their faith. And we need to be witnesses of that faith to the world that needs that light in the darkness.
So give me some examples, some practical advice for doing just that, staying awake. What can we do?
All right. Well, one of the things that we can do, first of all, I guess, follow the example of these three young men, is recognize what the culture is doing. So, for example, we send our kids to school, and the schools are basically teaching our kids not how to think, but what to think. Being aware that kind of thing is going on, monitoring our children's use of mobile phones and social media and video games. And these are ways, I said, that the culture is trying to brainwash our children, you know, to get them to think more and more like the culture and to move them away from their true identity. You know, I think parents have to lay a strong foundation in the lives of their children by their own witness and example. You know, so, you know, if we're going to raise our people, raise our children as people of faith, we have to be people of faith ourselves and show them what that looks like. Not just teach them verbally, but by witnessing to the power of God's love working in our lives every day. And not being afraid to do that, to stand up for the truth of our faith, even when it's difficult, even in the face of persecution, the religious freedom and the cancel culture, deplatforming, you know, to stand strong and firm despite all of that.
Is the woke culture a product of relativism?
Oh, definitely. You know, and see, what happens is that
we lost you there, Deacon. I don't know if you can still hear us, but your phone cut off.
We have cultural affirmations that may be true for you. That's not true for me. But that's not rooted in anything. If it's not rooted in anything solid, then every time something changes in the culture is going to change with it. It's not rooted on anything solid, anything firm, anything permanent. So it denies the fact that there is objective truth. In other words, things that are true in and of themselves, like, you are the biological sex that you were born with. You know that marriage is one man and one woman, and any children they have together, which is the heart, the soul, the center, the foundation of civilization, culture, society. That a child in the womb is a human being, not just a blob of tissue. Those are realities, objective truths, that despite what the culture says, we need to stand strong because those are the things that help define us and help make our culture and this country what it is.
Knowledge isn't knowledge. Truth isn't truth. Morality, it's not absolute. You know, in a historical context, all the cultures throw it out there. There are no rules is what relativism means, so that's how you get to a woke culture. It's scary stuff. Let's talk about tonight, your last talk. This will be in Fargo at St. Sam and Joachim Church, South Fargo. Building a Civilization of Love, a Catholic, a Christian Response to Racism. How should we respond to racism and build a civilization of love?
Well, one of the things I'm going to do tonight Scott, is make a distinction between racism and prejudice. Because what's happening in our culture, everybody's saying, this is racist, that's racist, that everything is racist, and it's not. We have to make clear distinctions between racism and prejudice. Well, I'm also going to make distinctions between institutional racism and people in institutions who are racist. Again, we have to make those clear distinctions. And after I make those distinctions, I'm going to lay out a plan for how we can overcome racism. It's not rocket science. We just have to have the desire to do it. And I really believe with all my heart that people of faith can be the leaders in this area because there is no leadership in our country in the area of race right now. We used to have Martin Luther King, who cut through the polemics of Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, black and white, because he had a message that focused and centered people on truth. Without anybody like that today, we have all these individuals and organizations that are trying to fill that leadership void, that leadership vacuum, with agendas that purport race, but really they have complete other agendas that have nothing to do with closing the racial divide. So I'm going to talk about how we can actually do that in the talk tonight.
All right, let's get a few more sneak peeks about what will happen tonight. And our language is weaponized. We deal with virtue signaling in the culture all the time. So what do we do about it is the question. Deacon Harold, more of our conversation. You see him on EWTN. You may have read his books. We're super excited to have a little chat with him today ahead of his talk tonight at St. Sam and Joachim Church in Fargo. More coming up. Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started. Today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, They're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid.
All month long at Apetrosurg USA, you're going to save on Red Bull, 3 12-ounce cans are $6. Wild River Beef Jerky, $4.99 a pack. Stun Guns are $5 off. And that any size fountain pop or coffee cappuccino deal is good all month long. 49 cents, you pick the size. What a deal. Fresh baked muffins, fresh baked cookies, a 4 for $4 deal, where you get a Hot Stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best made cookies around, and a drink on us. 4 for $4, Apetrosurg USA.
There's very few things that are certain in this world, but if you spend more time in a sauna or hot tub, you will be better for it, above the water, below the water.
That's right, and both increase your circulation, and when that's happening, good things are happening. Heat transfers in the body, heat proteins, and we could talk on and on and on, but you're better, like you said, below the water, above the water, and beyond the water.
Finley Saunas, hot spring spas, hurry. Call 844-200-7727, online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is a happy song right here, right? How do you not tap your feet to that? Play it because Harry Belafonte is 95 years old today.
Shake, shake,
unbelievable.
Sinora, shake your body liner.
Wow.
Shake, shake,
what a talent.
Sinora,
huh? That always reminds me of Beetlejuice, remember?
Oh, my gosh. He's a crooner. Isn't he a crooner?
Oh, big time.
Yeah. One of those great... I don't even know.
Actor, too.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Yeah. Let's see here. We're brought to you today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality experts. Many experts will tell you that COVID is like the flu in that it will have different strains and be here for a time, and you live with it. You manage it. You deal with it. Indoor air quality is so important to doing just exactly that. Bad air out, good air in. And we know, especially with COVID, that is the small particles that are in the air. There's a lot of bad things in the air. That's why you need an indoor air quality expert like H.A. Thompson & Sons, big or small. Simple as adding something to your furnace at home in your HVAC equipment can accomplish it. Find out more at hatandsons.com. More of our conversation in a moment with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, internationally renowned speaker, author, and preacher. He is in Fargo tonight at St. Sam and Joachim. We're going to talk about... a response to racism, how we as believers, in my case Catholic, Christian, what is our response to racism? How can we be warriors in this space for the truth? We'll talk about that in just a moment. Continue our chat. Jeremy in New Salem wanted to get in here. I think there's a benefit tonight he wanted to tell us about. Jeremy, what's happening? It's not tonight, but it's this week, right? Jeremy, how you doing?
Good, Scott. How are you this morning?
Well, wonderful. Even better when I get to talk to one of my favorite ranchers, by golly. What,
you bet.
What do you got coming up this week? Do you want to tell us about?
So, anyways, we're holding a benefit for our fire chief here in New Salem. He's a almost 40-year member of the New Salem Fire Department. Before that, he was the local city policeman and just a great all-around guy, really given to his community. And he had his barn burnt down here just recently, and it was actually early this year. And it was one of them deals that, you know, most people would look at it as just a barn, but his kids pretty much grew up in that barn. There was hundreds and hundreds of family heirlooms and antiques in that barn and stuff that they use quite often. So we wanted to give back to them. And, you know, that wasn't even the biggest part. The biggest part was shortly before that, the guy that actually helped or pretty much built the barn and collected all that stuff, his father passed away. So it's been a really rough winter on the guy. So we just want to give back to him like he's giving back to our community. So
beautiful. That's wonderful. How can people help?
Well, there's going to be on Saturday starting at 4 o'clock. There's going to be a silent auction, and social, at 5 o'clock. We'll have some supper. We have everything catered in and so that should be pretty good food. Then after that, at 6:30, we'll have a live auction. And as soon as the live auction is over, we're going to have a dance to live music, from Mountain Country Band.
Of course you are. What a full day of fun events, silent auction, great meal, live auction, and a little bit of entertainment. Where will it be?
It'll be downtown at the auditorium in New Salem.
All right. There you go, folks. Take it in. Jeremy, thanks for calling. Our best to a good public servant there. Think about that. Volunteer, 40-plus years. Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Back with our chat with the Deacon Harold. Just a couple minutes left, talking about our response to racism. And cutting through the rhetoric, the weaponized language, the virtue signaling that goes on in the culture, and what our response ought to be to it. Can it be summed up as simple as just love? Is love the answer, Deacon Harold?
Yeah, absolutely. But it's not that Phil Collins groovy type of love, right? It's a love that becomes gift. It's really seeing the image and likeness of God in the person standing in front of you. You know, when I look at you, Scott, I don't see white. I see Scott. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, we have to start to learn to see with the eyes of Christ. And I'm going to talk specifically how we can do that tonight.
Prejudice and racism are different. Racism has become just a political weapon now, basically, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why we have to de-weaponize it. We can't keep drinking the Kool-Aid of the culture. You know, so we have to make clear distinctions that are failed to be made right now, and I'm going to make those so we can really move forward to really close the racial divide and to bring unity back to this amazing country.
But it is time for us as Christians, as Catholics, to rise up. I mean, we've got to get engaged here and not just sort of say, "Ooh, I don't dare bring this up because I might offend somebody." We got to get off that and get to the. I mean, we're not called to be tepid souls here, are we?
No, we for too long we've been reactive. Now it's time for us to be proactive. We need to take the lead in this issue and dictate to the culture. Instead of the culture dictating to us, we need to take the lead for the culture and show them this is how, you know, follow us and follow our lead in really dealing with this significant issue that, again, can do nothing but help to bring us closer together as a people of faith.
and as a country. And I, again, we're lacking in this area right now, and I think, you know, we need to get off the dime and take the lead.
Tonight, 7 p.m., we're blessed to have him here. This will be at St. Anne and Joachim Catholic Church. That's at 5202 25th Street, South Fargo. And a great author, a great internationally renowned speaker right here in Fargo, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. Thank you, sir. Great to chat with you, Deacon.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you for having me.
God bless you. There's a guy who left law enforcement, now an author, now a speaker.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Duven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I'm inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our 5 escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibit. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited, 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.